Aboard the transatlantic sailing of the MS Rotterdam, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, April 13th. Ambassador Cruise Line ship Ambiance broke away from the pier in Cherbourg, France yesterday after a strong squall caused one of the mooring bollards to be pulled out of the concrete at the dock. In a statement, the line said, quote, "This caused the forward mooring line to come loose, with the ship shifting away from the berth and the gangway detaching from the ship, and all guests and crew were safe and well." The gangway, not so much, it's on the bottom of the seabed. A tugboat helped move the ship back alongside the pier, and the ropes were reattached. Ambiance is currently on an 11-day British Isles voyage round trip from London to Tilbury. And the 2023 cruise season in Vancouver officially started yesterday with Princess Cruises' Sapphire Princess marking the first ship to visit Canada Place Terminal. Two more ships are scheduled to arrive today, Holland America's Koningsdam and Norwegian Bliss. Vancouver's cruise season will ramp up in May with at least one ship expected at the terminal almost every day all the way through October. 331 cruise ship visits are scheduled for Vancouver this year, including six ships docking there for the first time. And as many as 1.3 million cruise passengers could move through the terminal this year. And the Port of Boston is the latest cruise port to get facial biometric screening, which helps speed up the debark process. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has implemented the new technology in partnership with Norwegian Cruise Line. When guests get off the ship, they pause for a quick photo, which is compared to their existing passport or visa photo, which is located in the department's Homeland Security database. Currently, facial biometric technology is available at 18 cruise ports across the country. And it was most recently added to my hometown there in Jacksonville, Florida. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 4.2%, 9.62%. Royal Caribbean down 2.9%, 61.58%. And Norwegian down 6%, 12.73%. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Norwegian Gem at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at Patreon.com/cruiseradio.